We talked about last week dealing with, you know, there are a lot of things that we grow up hearing, and one is that we need to repent as a way of turning from our sins, when the word repent actually means to have a change of mind, to have a change of heart. Don't get me wrong, I said it over and over again, we do need to turn from sin. That doesn't mean we, you know, but it has nothing to do with our salvation. Even in the Word of God, it's clear God said that He was repentant. You know, God never sinned. So repentant doesn't have a thing to do with your sins. It has a thing to do with the changing of your heart, the changing of your mind. When Peter told Israel to repent, it was to change their mind, not from their sin. It was to change their mind that this Jesus that they had crucified was the Savior. To repent and to be baptized is what Israel was told. And then we've heard the term about asking Jesus into your heart. And the issue with that is that as that saves you. Don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful picture to let a child know that the Holy Spirit lives in us. That we are the body and that He lives in us. That's a great picture. But when it comes to salvation, the issue of salvation is trusting. Just totally trusting in what Christ did. If you have to do something, then that takes away from what Christ did at the cross. That's like saying He needed help. The issue is trusting that Christ died for our sins and that He was dead and buried and was resurrected, and the sin issue is over. It's been paid for. But then the other thing we talked about the other week was the fact of being born again. And people use that word all the time, when the fact is the Apostle Paul clearly states in all his epistles that we are a new creature. That we are a new creature. There's a lot of difference in being born again and being a new creature. But when we talked about that the other week, Christy brought this paper home, and this is where our world is, and we are in a world that Satan is a deceiver, and he can take things that sound really nice, and he can really confuse the situation of salvation. So I wanted to read this. This was in the paper, and there was a question. And it was to Billy Graham. And it says, and I don't know if Billy Graham writes these anymore, or if his son or somebody does it for him, but he always has an excerpt. And I'm not here to bash Billy Graham. I think he's a great man. I honestly believe he's a saved man. But I believe he says words that are pretty that can confuse salvation. And this question was asked, I work with a woman who claims to be a Christian, but she leads a pretty wild life and doesn't seem to see anything wrong with it. Anna, is this lady work? I'm kidding. When I confronted her about this, she said it doesn't matter how she lives because Jesus will forgive her anyway. Is she right? Well, the actual answer is Jesus has already forgiven her. He forgave her at the cross. But here's the answer. No, she is not right, and in fact, she's living a life that's very dangerous spiritually. Actually, she's living a life that's very dangerous consequently, in the consequences she'll face. Not spiritually. The issue spiritually is that she trusted Christ, what He did at the cross. You know. But anyway, he says dangerous spiritually because she has deceived herself into thinking it doesn't matter how she lives. But it does. As the Bible makes clear. You know what the Bible does make clear? How we live. It's, you know, when I'm crucified with Christ, when I trusted what Christ did, when He came into my heart, it did change my life. Can I tell you something? I can easily start trusting in my flesh again and doing things that are just not a very good representation of the body of Christ. It doesn't have things